My dear viewers, there is a general misconception that a person falls ill as a result of fasting, but this has nothing to do with reality. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated in Al-Malfuz, Part 2, page 143, once I saw my respected father, Sayyidina Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, in my dream a few weeks before Ramadan. He said, son, you will fall severely ill in the following Ramadan. But be careful, you should not miss even a single fast. As my father predicted, I did fall severely ill in Ramadan, but I did not miss even a single fast. Alhamdulillah Azwajal. Allah Azwajal granted me good health by the blessing of fast. The Noble Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wasallam stated, Sumu tasihu, fast, you will get healthy. Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahu Al-Kareem, has narrated that the Prophet Ar-Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wasallam, has stated, Allah Azza wa Jal sent a revelation to one of the Prophets of Bani Israel, commanding him to inform his Ummah that if anyone fasts a day for my pleasure, I will grant him good health and reward him greatly. My dear viewers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the foregoing hadith makes it clear that fast not only improves our health, but also provides us with an opportunity to get great reward. The scientists of the present age have also accepted this fact. Therefore, Professor Mo Palid of Oxford University has stated, while studying Islamic books, I was astonished to know that Islam has given a great gift to its followers in the form of fast. I also felt like fasting, so I began to fast in conformity with Islamic method. My stomach was swollen for quite a while. I felt an obvious reduction in pain as a result of fasting for just a few days. Therefore, I kept on fasting and recovered from my illness within a month. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.